First line in Daf Yudam and Aleph, and the Gemara is wants to know when we list the three and the four things, three according to the Rabbanon and four according to Rameyer, that there's a commonality between get and shichrur. We left out things, and the Gemara works through why we didn't list those things. Frech the Gemara, Varachavah Chazara Deraisa. Chazara, the ability, right, and we answered, the last answer we gave, that we only listed rabbinic things, not... I started the recording, yeah. I went through the motions, yeah. Vachazara Deraisa. Chazara... It's a deraisa. We've learned that we don't learn biblical things, only rabbinic things. Yeah, but Rameyer's fourth thing was a biblical thing, since he holds that shichrur is considered detrimental to an eved, meaning most avodim won't want shichrur. Most avodim don't want shichrur. So therefore, Rameyer considers it that therefore by gitei nashim shichrur avodim, one can change their mind. That's biblical. That's not a rabbinic darkana. So if we're listing the things that are rabbinic, why is Rameyer listing that as number four? Uktani. And for the Gemara, Elok Milki Tani Milsid the Lesser B'Kedushin, Milsid the Isid B'Kedushin L'Uktani. We changed our mind. We do list biblical things. But we don't list things that apply to Kedushin also. We only list things that apply to Gitei Nashim, Shechruri Avadim, and don't apply to Kedushin. Lushma, for instance, applies to Kedushin. Somebody writes a Shtar Kedushin, it has to be Lushma. Mechubar applies to Kedushin. We learn out from getting to Kedushin that just like a Shtar Get cannot have Mechubar, Shtar Kedushin can't have Mechubar, because the source of Shtar Kedushin is derived from Gzei Rishava, from V'yatza V'haitza from Hekish, that you can do Kedushay Shtar. So therefore, it has those restrictions. So we're not interested in listing biblical restrictions. We only is to list it in, I'm sorry, we're not interested in listing things that apply to Kedushin. So therefore, Lushma and Mechubar are not listed. But Chazara doesn't apply to Kedushin. Chazara does, but the Gemara is going to ask, it does in a second, right? So it really doesn't answer the question. Most of the last of a Kedushin, like Tani. Most of the east of a Kedushin, like Tani. So the Gemara right away is going to jump and say you didn't answer the question, because Chazara applies to Kedushin. If you send a shliach to Mekadesh a lady, you can change your mind until that Kedushin is handed over. So if the answer was we don't list things that are applied to Kedushin, so how could you list Chazara? That's going to be the Gemara's next kasha. So really the Gemara gave an answer that didn't answer the question.
We're always talking about shliach from him.
Right.
Not her.
No, because that the Kedushin happens right away. That's by everything. That's nothing to do with detrimental or not detrimental.
So the
Gemara gave an answer that's a non-answer, which the Gemara will point out in a second, and then the Gemara will adjust it, which means the Gemara meant to give that last answer, just didn't have a chance to speak it out, and somebody asked a question in the middle. If such a thing can happen. That somebody would, like, interrupt the middle with a question.
Did you hear that before? What was that? You knew the whole story over there?
I have it all the time.
No.
You don't have to bring me a raya. Who divides the crowd? Yeah, I mean,
Well, here's the war ahead. The whole story over there is interrupted.
Dr. Ashi. Chazara. Ratzel lachze bishneyem. That he can change his mind by both of them. The Rameyer Psula Deraisahu. According to Rameyer, that's a Psula Deraisah. Now, given the Balta Meshaleach Lishlechus in the Shliach, since the Meshaleach was Mavato the Shlichus of the Shliach, Nimtze Shein Ishluchai. So it comes out that the guy is not a Shliach. The Enkan Gerish in Klau. And therefore, there's no Gerish. The Hainu Deraisah. The Rachmano Amma Venasa Biyada. The Zeh Loi Nasa. Loi Hu. The Loi Shluchai. Right? It says Venasan. And since he canceled the Shlichus, that the get that's handed over is not being given over by the husband, nor by his agent. How can he go see that? Meaning that the Torah makes it a non-get, a non-shechrur.
Yeah, it's not like a psul.
What is the word? Kasher?
It's a word.
Well, a get was handed to the woman. Did that get kosher? Is she free to marry? No. That get is puzzle for her. It wasn't handed to her by her husband. It's like she picked it up herself.
Somebody else is asking questions.
What?
How'd she get it?
The shliach was appointed by the husband.
Right.
Said, take it to my wife.
Right.
The husband canceled the shlichus. The shliach gave it to her anyway. Yes?
Why aren't we concerned that this will make people stop it to divorce
A? That's a sugya in the fourth parent. Now, the assumption is that if the shliach knows he's been canceled, he won't take it to her. I mentioned this, I don't know if you were here, I mentioned this last week, that in the fourth parak it discusses what happens if the shliach never knows he was canceled, and the woman gets a get. How is she supposed to know that it's not an effective get?
Or it's a question of which happened first.
All those things to be discussed at the beginning of chapter number 4. Zog the Gemara. Hachi Garcina. Elikik Tani Milsa to Lassa Bekadushin. Klima. Vechipakina Laoik and Machubar Lishma. When we ask the question of Machubar Lishma, Loitishani Psula Deraisa Loik Tani. Do not answer that we're not interested in listing biblical things. It's not true. We list the biblical thing. Remeir's fourth thing that you can change your mind by Shikhar and by that you can change your mind by Shikhar and by Get is biblical. Ella, Ema, say the following answer. And again, the problem here is we're going to say an answer that doesn't answer the question. But the Gemara is in that direction. Mills to the east of the Kedusha Lektani. The Bryce is not interested in listing things that not only apply to a woman's get, and not only apply to a bill of freedom, but also apply to a Kedusha, Kegat, Lushma, or Mechuber, Isinami, Bishtar, Kedusha. The halacha that Ishtar Kedushin has to be written for that woman, and it has to be written on something not attached to the ground, is true by Kedushin. Why? Because the source that you can write Ishtar Kedushin is from this pasuk. Maran Kedushin learns, says in the pasuk, she leaves his house and marries somebody else. It puts the yatsa, the haisa, right next to you, a word in between. To tell us, iskish havaya liyatsiya. The Torah is making a hekesh between kedushin and divorce. Therefore, the halachas that apply to a shtar kedushin, to a shtar get, apply to a shtar kedushin. Avu b'fanai nechtav less of a kedushin, but b'fanai nechtav doesn't apply to kedushin. Why? The tkantin drabbanim ba'al mehi begitin dum ma'asi ba'al ma'aru pasalai. Why did we make this takana b'fanai nechtav? It was in order to avoid the husband coming to claim it was forged. Right. Now, very rarely we have a case of somebody who sends a shtar kedushin and then claims it was forged. Why in the world would people forge a shtar kedushin? There's very little reason to think that a woman decides that she wants to be married, picks a man, writes a shtar kedushin, and forges Adam. Now, by divorce, there's a bigger reason to think that somebody would want to forge a bill of divorce.
A man wants to marry a woman. If a man wants to marry a woman, he might write a star.
The woman has to get the star. So what's he going to come and claim what? What's he going to claim? He's going to claim that it's very
unmarried.
Adarabba. Again, Vaninectum has prevent somebody to come and say it's invalid. Right? We're afraid the husband's going to show up and say the get was an invalid get. Who's going to come and say the kedusha was invalid?
The woman.
She accepted it.
The
guy walks over to a woman and says, Reuven wants to marry you. Do you want to marry him? She says yes, and she accepts the get. The kedusha. You can't become a good dashes against your will.
The thing says she said yes.
The star doesn't say she said yes. The star says, I, Reuven, want to be Mekadesh Rea. Hariat Mekadeshesli. And it's handed to Leah. At the moment it's handed to Leah, it's the ring.
Let's say she doesn't know what it is and she thinks it's something else.
Again, the woman has to agree to accept Kedushin. There's a whole sugya in Kedushin if the woman thinks she got something else. We're talking about a regular Kedushin. The shliach comes to the lady and says, Reuven wants to marry you. He wrote a shtar. I'm delivering the shtar. And two Adam come to watch it, and they hand over the shtar to the woman in order to create a marriage. Now, who's going to come and say the marriage is invalid? Who would forge this document? Yes, possible. But the probabilities are a lot less than probabilities by divorce. And therefore, by divorce, we're worried. And by Kedushin, we're really not worried. The Noksub of Erison. So it's a very non-threatening thing. Well, there's no reason to make the takon. The eight kusi nami ain't a kasher b'kedushin. Now this is a big kiddush. Biblically, an eight kusi is kasher. But the Rabbanan came along and said, we can't trust kusi. They lie. They're not good at them. By kedushin, by gittin, we allow them, as the Gemara will explain in the next Gemara. The high, the akshur b'gittin, high new time until come on. The idea I get in Chayson Zebeloisa. I don't want to spend too much time explaining it now because the Gemara is going to explain this. But the Gemara is going to say that get has a certain mila that if you have an eight kusi and a Jewish eight kosher, the Jewish kosher eight would not assign unless he knew the kusi was a reputable person. We're not going to get involved in the details now, but that's what the Gemara says. It's only true by get. It's a dakana drabanon that the witnesses of a get have to see each other when they sign. Whereas in a monetary case, I don't have to know who the other witness is to sign. Last night I signed the Ksuba. I didn't have to know who the other Ksuba was. There's no necessity for me. I happen to know because he happened to be standing there and I watched him sign. I don't have to. By get, there's a requirement that the Adam have to know who they are they're signing with. And therefore, that lends credibility to the Kusi that signs. That's what the Gemara is going to say, and we'll leave it to the discussion of that to the Gemara. But that's only true by get. By Kedushin, we don't have that takana. And therefore, we can't trust an eight kusi. He might be a lawyer. But on the other hand, it's a Kedushin deraisa, because biblically we have no reason to say he's not a good eight. Came along, Rabbanon, the Rishayim say, and they were mafkia the Kedushin. Rabbanon have this right to remove a Kedushin. They have a right to remove Kedushin. They feel that since kusim are, by and large, liars, we cannot rely on their testimony. Gittin is an exception. We cannot rely on their testimony. Gittin is being the exception. And even though biblically it's a great Kedushin, we are going to remove it. And therefore this does not apply by Kedushin. That's how the Rishayim explained it. Because biblically, we don't know this Kusi to be a Pasalaid. All Jews are kosher till proven otherwise. So the Rabbanon, the regular Kusi is a Pasal. So it's a rabbinic soul. So by get, it's an exception because of a certain halacha by get. Which, I guess, also applies to shechur. But by kedushin, that halacha doesn't apply. That gzera. And therefore, I don't know why not, but it doesn't. And therefore, biblically it is a good kedushin, but Rabbanu removed it. So therefore we could list this halacha that it only applies to getting the shechur, it does not apply to kedushin. That's why it's one of the things listed. Then the third thing that we listed was Varkos. All shtaris are kosher in court besides for Gittin. Now, Nami less of the Kedushin. Why? Because remember we explained on the Amud Beis that this get had Edim Esira. It was a biblically kosher get. There were Edim Esira there. The reason it was puzzle is because it had Gaisha witnesses signed. And the Rabbana made it a takana called Mezuyuf Mitaychai, that if you have Gaisha witnesses signed, even though you don't need them, the get is puzzle rabbinically. That they didn't do by Kedushin. Because you had Jewish witnesses, the shtar was written by a Jew, the fear that you might use them for Edim Esira is not as great by Kedushin that it is by Gittin. And therefore they never made that takana that our cause are not good for Kedushin. It is a bit, and the Gemara is going to say why, Rashi is going to say why in a moment. They let the Kedushin stand. That means they treated and kusi and arkos differently. Both are rabbinic psulim. Both biblically work. In the case of Eid Kusi, they removed the Kedushin. In the case of Akos, they left the Kedushin alone. Because Eid Kusi, the Achrayim say, is a general psul. Don't trust Kusim. Right? And if we start letting Kusim sign in too many different shtaris, we're going to run into problems that they're going to be used where they shouldn't be used. Everybody knows that you don't use Goyim. So what are we afraid of? That people are going to start using courts for money questions? It's kosher. People are going to use money for Goyim for Gittin? That's the takana we don't let use. So we should not let them use for Kedushin? It's a biblical Kedushin. Why should we interfere? It had 80 kosher. So by our cause, the halacha is it is a kosher Kedushin, because biblically it's a good Kedushin. I hope I'm explaining myself well enough. Again, there were Jewish witnesses. The star was written by a Jew. There were Jewish witnesses. The concern was it had Goyish signatures, which is a rabbinic psul. By Kedushin, they said, let's not affect the Kedushin deraisa. Leave it be. By Eid Kusi, we didn't leave it be. Eid Kusi is a bigger problem, because it's a general psul. This is a specific thing of a court document that would only apply here, would not apply to monetary cases. Eid Kusi applies everywhere, so we're much more hesitant to allow anything to work with an Eid Kusi. Yes?
What was that whole thing about pain? Is that Shaykh issues?
Right. But we, yeah, 100%. But over here we had Eid Masiri Yisrael. The Gemara said before, so it's kosher biblically. It's not the Goyish court that's making the divorce. There's a Jewish cipher and Jewish Eid Masira. It's 100% kosher get biblically. You don't need the court. The court's an extra.
That was Rav Shimon.
Well, it was a Shmachloik, it's by Shemus Mavakim. But the problem was, because you had Goyish signatures, and there's a concept that you might come to rely on them. So we said, again, to Machloik is by Shemus Mavakim. But by Shemus Shemus Mavakim, by Joe and John, which is not Shemus Mavakim, then it is a problem. It's a rabbinic problem.
Written by a Jew, signed by a Jew.
No. It's written, which case? The case of Akos?
Yeah.
It's written by a Jew, given over in front of two Jews, in a Masira. But the signatures are Goyim. Biblically speaking, this is a kosher get. Biblically speaking, this is a kosher Kedushin. The Rabbana made a takana by get called Mezuyah Mitaychai. And they said it's an invalid get. Here, by Kedushin, you want them to make the same takana and invalidate a biblical Kedushin, which Rabbanon are very hesitant to do. It's a biblical Kedushin. They do it when they feel it necessary. By our cause, they left it alone. Dr. Ashi, by our cause, Nami left the Kedushin. Heikud the Ikeid and Mestira, Yisrael, the Beget the Shikruhu the Gazri. It's only by getting shichur that we made the gzeira duma asil the mitzvah halayu. In matzuchinu legit tachuina, we require a different get. But kedushin, even the deraisa mekudeshes, shemei de mesira, iamad ein mekudeshes, shari yaseishes yishliyama. Now, we have a remedy. We could remove the kedushin. We don't like to do that. Now, by eight kusi, we had to do that. Because eight kusi is a problem by all shtaris. And if we start making too many exceptions, we're going to run into a problem.
But what is eight kusi get? What was his Kusi? We had a Shiloh. Kusi.
We're going now. The Kusim are Jews,
right?
And biblically, they're 100% kosher,
right?
Right.
But only until the eight Kusi, that 80 Kusi.
This is all going to be discussed. We didn't get to the sugya yet. That's the next Mishnah. We mentioned it,
yeah.
But we didn't delve into it.
It's interesting because when we learned it, I wasn't focusing on the Eid Kusi. I thought it was like.
I'm very happy that you started focusing.
No, I didn't know. I thought that was even two.
The Gemara is going to discuss that. It's all in the Gemara. It's patience. As the sign used to say in the store I used to be frequent as a kid, be a doctor, have patience.
Okay. We're very happy, Rabbi. You know, when Rabbi was a kid, his doctor, I don't know if you remember this, told you you should be a doctor. Remember that?
Yes.
And I'm very happy that...
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I could have sponsored your show. You're 100% right. I don't have any regrets, ever.
Tell this guy, is he still around?
No, he's long gone.
You should tell him to watch what he says.
I'm not telling him anything. Long gone. Track the Gemara. So, again, I want to make sure everybody clearly understands what the Gemara is doing now. The Gemara is saying the Brisa that listed the three and the four things with interesting things that apply to Gittin and Shichur in contrast to other Shtaris, but also in contrast to Kedushin. There are certain things that Gittin and Shichur have in commonality that other Shtaris don't have, but Kedushin is like Gittin and Shichur. For instance, Lishma. For instance, Mechubar. These things apply to Kedushin as well as they do to Gittin and Shichur. The Brisa was looking for things that are exclusive to Gittin and Shichur and not to Kedushin. So the three things that the Brisa listed, we have to show you why they're not by Kedushin. Bevarinechtam is because the fear that anybody is going to come and try to passel Kedushin is very remote. There's no reason to suspect that anybody forged a Shtar Kedushin. Why would a guy, why would a lady do this? Absolutely. Why would a woman do this? So she can say she's married when the husband doesn't even know about it? It's like far-fetched.
You know, I thought we had a Gemara that said that a lady does want to say that she can sit with her.
Yeah, but for her to forge a Shtar Kedushin for that reason is not in the, it's not in the cards. That's number one. The second one, 8 Kusi, was a little bit complicated because biblically it is a good Kedushin. And therefore, why isn't 8 Kusi kosher by Kedushin like he is by Get? The fact that it can't be used for monetary contracts is rabbinic. Because really an 8 Kusi is 100% kosher. We're going like the Mandi Amin Kusim or Gary Emes. And we assume every Jew is kosher unless proven otherwise. Came along to Rabbanan and disqualified them. So why should that affect Kedushin, which is biblically the good Kedushin? By Get, they said it's an exception. Why isn't Kedushin an exception? Biblically, she's married. The answer is, since 8 Kusi affects all Shtaris, the Rabbanu were willing to remove the biblical Kedushin. They removed it. And therefore, she's a not married lady. That's, and by the way, it's not Iguna. Not to be married is not iguna, because she's free, she can marry somebody else. She's not married. A Shtar Kedushin that has an 8 Kusi is an invalid Shtar Kedushin, rabbinically, but with the power that they remove the Kedushin, because Rabbanan can be Mafkia Kedushin. That's that. Now we move to the third one, and that becomes the more complicated one. Where really, biblically speaking, the Get, the Shichur, and the Kedushin are kosher. Because we're talking about a Get and a Shechur and a Kedushin that had a Jewish cipher and a Jewish Eidim Asira who made this a very biblically kosher Get and a biblically kosher Kedushin. Came along to Rabbanim and invalidated the Get. And basically said, lady, you can't get married till you get another Get. We put her in a very difficult position, but we had to do that because we're afraid that people will rely on the witnesses that signed. By Kedushin, the question is, should we remove the biblical Kedushin? Because the answer is, by Kedushin, they didn't touch the Daraisa. Because it only applies to Kedushin. It's not something else you have to worry about. In money cases, this would be 100% kosher. It only applies to Kedushin. So therefore, they left it alone, that she's married, and they let the marriage go, and they didn't ask her the marriage. Yes?
Why they're stringent on one for one and stringent on the other one for the other
one. I lost you in that question. One and one and one and one lost me.
You have Arkos and you have Kus. And they're stringent on they're stringent on get and kedushin on the opposite one.
Correct, for different reasons. By eight kuzi, by get, they have a reason to make it kosher. The Gemara is going to give a special reason why they allowed eight kuzi by get that does not apply to kedushin. So by kedushin, they said, since it's applied to all contracts, we got to invalidate the kedushin. By our cause, by all contracts, it's kosher. It's only by get that we made it invalid, because in a few you might come to rely on them. Now, to invalidate a get is no big deal. It is a big deal, but it's not a big deal. Meaning, we're not removing a biblical thing. We're just saying, lady, you can't get married, so you get a second get. We're not permitting anything. We're not allowing anything. We're just banning, which in the realm of things is an easier thing to do for the Rabbanon than to remove a ban. By kedushin, we would have to tell this woman who's legally married, we remove your kedushin and now you can go marry somebody else. So they didn't want to do that by kedushin. By eight kusi, they did it because of the fact that eight kusi is possible for all shtaras. Our cause is kosher for all shtaras. The question is, we should ban kedushin because it's like get. But since it's only that one case, and it involves removing a biblical kedushin, we didn't want to do it.
Eight kusim, is it capable
of signature, or are eight kusim is the only thing. There's no Adam Asira. Or he is the Adam Asira. He signed. He also might be. He's 100% biblically kosher. 100% biblically kosher. Practically Gemara. But Chazara Gufa is a kedushin. You didn't answer your question. If a guy gives a kedushin to a man and says, go be Mekadosh Leah, he can change his mind. Thank you very much. He can change his mind. Right? So he can change his mind. So why isn't that list? Why is it listed? We just answer, we don't list things by kedushin that are applicable to the kedushin. Where a mayor's fourth thing was that if you give an agent a shtar get or a shtar shikrur, you can change your mind. Rabbanan disagreed. Rabbanan said shikrur, you can't change your mind. But by get, and a mayor said you can. Kedushin, you can change your mind. It doesn't mean anything until the woman agrees. And we don't know. He's sending her to Leah. You can change your mind. So why is that listed? If you're just answering me that we're not listing things that are by kedushin, so then why are you listing chazara? Chazara applies to kedushin. A guy sends an agent to do kedushin to his wife. Till that kedushin arrives, he can change his mind. And for the Gemara, b'shlichus b'karka, the begerish and isa b'kedushin lesson. We're going to learn Rashi's pshat. Kedushin needs her agreement. You can never, ever marry a woman against her will. Can't. Divorce can be done against the woman's will, and shikur can be done against the eved's will. The eved's standing here, and the owner decides to feed him, just pushes the get into his hand and says, here, take this, the guy's free. I don't want to be free. Tough luck. We don't need the agreement of the eved to become free. We don't need the agreement of the woman to become divorced. I know there's a Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom that says that you cannot divorce a woman against her will. But that's Rabbeinu Gershom's Chayim. Till then, a get can be given to a woman against her will. And this, by the way, makes the issue. Because Rabbeinu Gershom made two chromim that make it very difficult for a man. He said you can't marry a second wife, but you also can't divorce your first wife against her will. So what happens if you have a case, a man wants to divorce his wife and she refuses to accept the get? So Rabbeinu Gershom says they can't divorce her, but on the other hand, they can't get married. So what's the man supposed to do? So that's where he gave the het to Meir Rabbanim. It's one of the cases. Which means if you get 100 Rabbanim to sign that they know that the guy wants to give the get and he's willing to give the get, and the get is written and handed to a bezin that's ready to give it to her as soon as she wants to take it, the man can marry a second wife. So theoretically, he's married to two women. He's married to the woman who refused to accept the get, and Rabbeinu Gershom allowed him to marry a second wife Because he had the head to marry Rabbanu.
What if she goes to a Goyish court?
To do what?
Say that he's polygamous. He's married.
Well, you got a problem. But that's usually not a problem because you get a legal divorce. You don't need her to agree to a legal divorce.
Excuse me, the other, you said you could throw it, but you give it to him while Korach hanging down?
Yes.
Who's accepting it?
Him. You put it in his hand.
But he's not accepting it.
You put it in his hand.
So you don't need the
kibbutz. You don't need rutzen. You cannot walk over to a woman and say, haberdashersly, and put it on her finger. Excuse me. You can walk over to an Evan and say, you're free, and hand him the finger. You're free. Tough luck.
But it has to be his rishus.
It has to be given to his rishus.
Yeah?
Yeah. He doesn't have a rishus. So how can he be coming again? So Ace Perik of Gittin.
Where?
Azirik, Ace Perik. Chapter 8. Beginning of chapter 8. Because the real problem is with a woman also. She doesn't have a rishus either. Everything she gets, her husband owns. So how can you divorce a woman? You give it to her, you're putting it from one hand to the other. So the Gemara talks about it. Chapter 8. Perikles. Anyway. So the Gemara's kasha is, Kedushin has chazara. And the answer is as follows. By Eved and by Shichrur, you can send the Shliach against the Eved's will. And that does not ever apply to Kedushin. Against the woman's will, the Shlichus is invalid. So there is a Shlichus that applies to a Eved and a Get that doesn't apply to Kedushin. So we can say that case as case number 4. And even though, in a certain sense, Chazara does apply to Kedushin, but that's only, Kedushin is only a kind of thing that works with the woman's acquiescence. Whereas we're talking about Shlichus that works without the Evet or woman's acquiescence, that only applies to Get and Shichur. Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Uprachinon. Chazara gufi is the Kedushin. It's not a schus. It's not automatic. Women don't automatically want to listen to this, Rabbi Kohn, because you're going to ask me a question in a minute. You're going to listen to me. You're going
to
ask me. I know you're trying to help him, but you're going to start jumping on me in a minute. You're not even listening. The Gemara said, you feel very bad because you missed the question. The Gemara Rashi is saying that Kedushin is not a schus for a woman. Because you're banning it from all other men. And therefore you can't assume a woman wants to marry this guy. It's not a schus. Oh, you can ask me, top of the mace of Tandu. The answer is, she has to pick agree to the husband. It's not a schus for any Tom, Dick, and Harry to pick up and say, I want to marry Leia. Leia, it's a schus for you. No, it's not. Who says it's a schus for her to marry Tom, Dick, and Harry? No, it didn't. So if she's married, she's happy. The fact that she has a husband is enough to keep her married there. Not that automatically she'll marry anybody automatically. She has no benefit. It's not like he feeds her now. See, that answers your question. Tavla made some time do it because he feeds her. Here he doesn't do anything. Nothing. B'shlichus b'alkarcha. Klaimer. Dumya de gittin le mishkachas lab kedushin. It's not the same case. The shliach then mishtalech etzel ligayish about karcha. The shliach is being sent to divorce her against the will. V'chein lo eved l'shachar ha'karcha. Avu b'kedushin lo hayinat the shliach etzel ha'karcha. Hilkach, ha'chi k'tani, b'zu shav v'git the nashim v'shachlu avadim. She shliach zeh na'at the shliach etzel ha'karcha. It's made against their will. V'imrata ha'bal chayzer. Mashen ki b'kedushin, d'avag av d'chayzer l'avdum yedahani. It's not the same kind of case. The question is, should I or shouldn't I? The question is that according to the Rabbanim that say you can be chayzer, if the Eved announces I don't want to be free, would you be able to be chayzer? Rabbanim say Eved is a schus. How about if the Eved screams and says I don't want to be free, and Reuben gives the shliach shikur to take to his Eved, and the Eved makes a public announcement, I love my status, I don't want to become free. What would your Rabbanan say as far as changing your mind? What? We know the Eved has announced that he's very happy in his status. Reuven wants to free him. The Eved has no reason to be free. That's why Reuven wants to free him, probably because the Eved is busy doing things that he shouldn't be doing instead of working. But whatever it is, Reuven wants to free him, and the Eved has no real desire to become free. What would the Rabbanan say if he wants to change his mind after he gave it to the Shliach? Is it a Tzchus, or is it a Chayva? Zakta Taisa Sarash, that Rashi holds that since the owner could dispose of the Eved in different ways, he could sell him off to somebody, he can do whatever, the Eved has no control over his future. Freedom is always a Tzchus, even if he doesn't want to become free. Because if the Eved could control his destiny, so then he could say, I don't want to be free. But you, Eved, you're not going to be my Eved anyway. I'll sell you to some who knows who. And therefore, even though the Eved screams he likes his avdus, it's still not considered a chayv. Because the owner can dispose of him, I hate to use the word dispose, in any other fashion as well. And therefore, the Taisus Rosh Hashanah that Rashi holds, that even by shlichus bal karkai, the Rabbanan said you can't change your mind by Eved. Because it's always a schus. That's how the Taisus Rosh understands Rashi. Because the Gemara is saying it's all about shlichus bal karkai. And Rameir counts it, Rabbanan don't count it. Why don't Rabbanan count it? The Eved said, I don't want to go free. Dr. Taisus Rosh, because the Eved might be screaming all he wants, but the fact that he can be sold off means automatically it's better for him to be free. That's the Taisus Rosh.
Rameir holds.
That it's a chayv, always.
Always.
Dr. Mishnah Vayter. We are changing now subjects. We're going to 8 kusi now. Koget, any star, sheyesh alav 8 kusi, that has an 8 kusi puzzle. Because Rashi, the chashidi ha'edu sheker, kusim lie. Chut, megitei nashim v'shechru yavadim. Rashi, kizim mefarish b'gemara. Maisa, there's a story, sheviu l'fneirim gamliel l'kvaras tanoi. They brought a get to Reb Gamliel, to the city, village of Avsanoi, get Isha, voya edav, notice the plural, ede kusim, the hechsher. And the Gemara is going to zero in on that. Rashi, the kvar Avsanoi, yes.
Was it a
gay kusim? This sugya operates under the assumption that kusim geire emes. Kusim geire emes. There's a machloikis tanoim, were they ever Jewish or not? We're operating on the assumption they're 100% Jewish.
Their DNA
is.
They all lie because they're.
Because they're, that's what happened in their communities. Did they all lie? No. But a overwhelming majority of them lie. Listen. I'm going to bring a riot that's not a riot. There are certain cultures in the world that you assume they lie. We assume the Russians always lie. I don't mean Russians yet in the hospital. Russians, Gayim, we always assume lie. There's no honesty in Russia. That's how they survive. They all lie. The whole life is one big lie. Nobody's honest in Russia. You have to be a liar to exist. Under communism, they all lied. Lying was part of their DNA. Not because it's part of their DNA, it's part of their manhaga. In Kusim communities, people lied. They were not honest. They're not honest. But they were Jews. We're going to see that Kusim communities usually acted as a group. Because what happened invariably was that they didn't integrate into Klal Yisrael. They remained a separate community.
Even though Geri Emes.
This is what happened.
Even though Geri Emes.
Even if Geri Emes. They remained separate communities. They kept certain things. They dropped other things.
Are you talking about mitzvahs now?
Yeah.
So if they don't keep all the mitzvahs.
They're still Jewish.
Yes, but as far, I mean, today, I don't know what happened back then. Today there's people who are not broke.
We don't use them for aidens. Back then, did they have this problem?
It had to be certain things, what they were not from men.
I don't know.
Okay.
They were
Makabel everything, but over the generations, this is what happened to the Kuzim.
Then they lose their. I mean, you mean to tell me if a person. I Makabel everything, but it's baloney because he doesn't keep Shabbos.
So that's questionable because was the Kabbalah a real Kabbalah if he never kept it?
Right, that's what I'm trying to say.
But that's not what happened first generation Kuzim necessarily. How about if a guy kept everything? With Macabo everything, and his grandson is not keeping everything.
So the original Kabbalah might be something.
That's what I'm saying.
But to this guy, but a kid,
right.
He grandkid, he can't.
Over, historically speaking, after a while, they passed Kusim. They found that they were serving Avodah Zarah, and they moved them out of Klal Yisrael.
But because of
it proved they weren't Gary Emmet.
No, I understand, but the lying part isn't enough to take them out.
No. No. Probably didn't get Mafti Yainam. I assume. Maybe in the Kusti Minyanam they got Mafti Yainam. I don't know. It must have been hard to sell Elias in a Kusi show because he could lie, so you could offer whatever you want, you know. I don't know how they did it. Maybe they had to hand the cash right over. I have no idea. Talk to Gemara by Tamari Masnitsin. Who is our Mishnah like? Loi Tanakama, Loi Reb Lazer, Loi Reb Shimon Gamliel. We have three Tanaim, how to approach Kusim if you hold a Geri Emes, the Tanya. Matzis Kusi Muteres, V'adam Yaitzeh V'yidei Chavaseh B'Pesach. The Tanakama holds, anything written in the Torah, the Kusim kept. They kept it perfectly. And therefore, you can eat matzahs kusi. Kusi bakes matzahs. Not only are they not chametz, but you can assume he baked it lishma. Because the matzah you use the first night Pesach has to be lishma. And therefore, bake l'shem matzahs mitzvah. And therefore, you can trust them that it is done correctly. Because they keep biblical things impeccably. But there's a problem. Because even though they keep biblical things impeccably, that they will not eat, not good matzah. But they didn't worry about if they even listed Mirshom. That was not one of their strong points. They didn't care. The Torah says if they even listed Mirshom, they didn't darshan it to mean that don't make another guy do an Aveira. They darshan it to mean don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, which they didn't. So if they didn't keep listening either, so the question is how could you eat their matzah? Maybe they're selling you matzah that's not kosher. And the answer is, if they ate it at their kzayas, first night Pesach, you can also eat it at your kzayas, first night Pesach. Because they are impeccable in their shmiras hadraisas. And therefore, since they kept the Torah, they are believed 100% on their matzah, that what they eat the first night Pesach is 100% lishma, kosher, and you can join them at their seder. Tanakama. Rabbi Lazar says two things. Number one, you can't trust them on Lishma because they're not so careful. And number two, you can't even trust them for Chometz because they're not so careful. They might be baking matzah, but they're not so careful with the 18 minutes. They might be baking matzah, but Lishma is not on their agenda. Which means he is not really big into trusting Kusim at all. Rashi? The Rashi Matzah Kusim Matayas Bepetzach Bachila. The Chashtina Lehu Shema Mechamtzen. We're afraid that maybe they are Mechamtzen. They let it become Chametz. Meaning, we're not trusting them, period. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Eimer, he says, Kol Mitzvah Shechziku Bakusim Har Bemedakting Bayayasim Yisrael. It has nothing to do with the Raisas and the Rabbanans. What they keep impeccably. What they don't keep, they don't keep.
So
you have to be ascertained. Is this one of the things that is important to them? Rashi.
What does he say about matzah?
He doesn't react. He doesn't say. Check it out. Are they careful of matzah? The Tanakhama says they keep everything biblical. You don't have to check it out. And the Rebbe says, don't trust them, period. Shem Gamil says, it has nothing to do with biblical and rabbinic. It has to do with whether they're careful or not. Check out if this is one of the things that's on their agenda.
They're the Sudukim?
They're the
Kusim. But Rebbe says, they don't
learn it. Again, they weren't Zohar in it.
But it's in the Torah.
I hear your question. I think they learned the chat was differently.
That's the Sudukim.
Again, in that one aspect, you know, Kusim and Sudukim are not the same. Zakt Rashi. Kol mitzvah shechzikuba. About Kol Sheikh the Mefarish Dasi Rav Shimon La Sufi Atanakama, he adds up Mishnah Tishni Mivish Seifra. Even rabbinic things, Reinik Sufi Batayra, in Mechziku Ba Samchin Nalayu. If they keep it, we can rely. Now, that's the three opinions.
Why isn't the third opinion okay?
Tanakama seems to say you can't rely on what they're doing now. It's the biblical thing that's the driving force. Again, Rav Loza says you can't rely on them, period.
What's the question? We can rely them on divorce, but not...
We haven't gotten there yet. You're jumping ahead. All we brought is three opinions with Gay
and
Matzah.
And we said that none of them are like...
Well, we haven't explained why. Let the Gemara do its thing. Frek the Gemara. Mani, who's our Mishnah like? Itana Kamavil Staris Nami. Staris are biblical. Why can't we trust them? If it's Reb Elazar, why are we trusting them for getting? They're not believed in anything. Reb Gamliel, make up your mind. Either Achzik, are they honest on signing things? If they're not honest on signing things, meaning, where is the difference between get and staris? Are Kusim careful in being honest on a contract or not? So, again, that's a possible answer that will be brought down later on. But at this point, the Gemara views honesty on signatures as one thing. Either you are or you aren't. And if they are, all monetary stars should be kosher. And if you aren't, then even getting shouldn't be kosher. Dr. Rashi, afilu star sharis, nami lo chashidi. The chi kema. And if you're going to say Dr. Harris's answer, the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, he va'achzik b'hob le'achzik b'hob. Maybe Dr. Harris's answer is a good answer. They're honest in divorce because they're very careful about that. But in money, they're not afraid to lie. So why only one eight kusi? Why not two? Allah ma'am Reb Lazer, la'yechshiru b'yaleidach kusi b'van. If they're honest in getting, so let's have two eight. That's by Reb Gamliel. The Tanakhama said, "Sheyesh alof aid kusi," and Reb Lazer explained that to mean only one aid.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. So the Mayas of the
again, I told you the Gemara is going to discuss it.
The what?
The contradiction in the Mishnah.
Oh, really?
I said that.
No, I wasn't talking.
Busy you with a tie, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Achzik Bahab begitten of Shachruim, the Achzik Bahab, the Shar Shar, the Yachem Ayyud, the Achshvina begitten of Chat Kusi, the Tony Masnitz, and eight Kusi, the Chat Kusi, the Chat Yishol, the Machshir, Avu Tabayu Kusim Loi, the Achshiru, the Beget Isha. So we're left at this point without understanding the Mishnah, and we'll meet Shem tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. We'll try to resolve the issue.